Well, the tragedy of the Fairmount fire where 12 people died, well, it's brought fire prevention and fire safety to the forefront. And as we hear from KYW's Michelle Dorham, the chief of fire prevention for the Philadelphia Fire Department hopes that everyone is taking a closer look now at their houses.
Sadly, these events are what make us think about fire. So if it doesn't happen on our block or if it's not somebody we know, we think of all the other things that could happen to us in the universe.
That's Battalion Chief Gustav Baumann, who says one way to always remember those who perished on that terrible day is to make sure your family is safe from fire.
And for those who want to do a fire safety check of their own home, start with the smoke alarm.
Yes, start with the smoke alarm. Continue on by having a carbon monoxide alarm on every level of the home, and then continue through to having a home or a fire escape plan, and then follow all that up with practicing.
And preparing your children.
What we tell families is start off small, showing them where they're at in the house on a diagram, and then holding their hand and walking them through the house and explaining, if you ever see smoke or if you ever hear your smoke alarm going off, this is what we'll do. And hold the child's hand and take them from each room and practice getting them out.
Also, there's a slogan called close before you doze. That means get kids used to sleeping behind a closed door and use a baby monitor if you need to keep tabs on them. And in the event of a fire, it will prevent the deadly smoke and heat from coming in and allow the fire department the time to respond if they can't get out safely.